Bank of Cardiff, this is Dennis.
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Dennis?
Doing well. How about yourself?
Good. I got your number from an RV guy, so that y'all can get financing for RV.
Yes, sir. Yeah, thanks for giving me a call. I can definitely look into that for you. So you're looking to purchase an RV, and is that for a business by any chance? Would it be for with a purpose?
Yeah, personal and business. The easiest way I can get it.
Okay. Well, we're a commercial bank, so let's try to make it as business as possible. That way, it doesn't put up any red flags for underwriting or anything like that. But sure. I mean, all I really need to do from you is just our application and okay. 3 months of business bank statements. Do you know the total cost of the RV?
They want $115 for it.
$115. Okay.
And what year? What years y'all go back?
Usually 10 years is about the cutoff, typically.
10 years? So 10 years is about the cutoff. Wow.
So that'd be 2006 there.
2006. Okay. Well, you can't hit me then.
Is it older than 2006?
Yeah, it's like a 98.
Oh, is it? You know what? We still might be able to do something for you on it. As far as business goes, is it... How would it be used business-wise, I guess?
It'd be used as, how would I say?
Thank you.
Yeah, it'd be used for, like, business entertainment, like for a corporate, I want to say investors.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be using like tailgate barter for investors.
Gotcha. Well, I'll tell you what. What I can do is email you. I'll email you my contact information and our application, and then that's probably the best way to get started for you.
Okay, how long does it take once I do the application? What does the score need to be, first of all?
Well, it really depends. We do look at a lot of comparable debt. We'll look at things that you purchased that have around the same price that you may have paid for or paid off in the past. Do you know what your score is now, approximately?
I have a score now at a high 740 and low is 680.
Okay. Should be fine then. I mean, as long as it's above a 630, usually we're fine. But they do look at other things like comparable debt and, you know, things of that nature. Meaning that if you've got any, it's called comparable debt, just meaning that anything that you've purchased that may have the same sort of value of the equipment that you're looking to finance.
Oh, yeah, I do have that. I have, like, you know, G-Wagons and Benz car.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, I just bought those, though.
Okay, yeah, I think I spoke to Dave about you on Friday, actually. Sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, yeah, now he spun me up on everything. Okay, perfect. Yes, sir. And what was your name again? I apologize.
Nesto.
All righty. Then I will... Nesto. All right, Nesto. What was your email address, Nesto? And I'll just get all the info.
I got all the information he sent it to me. He checked it. He emailed it to me already.
Okay.
So that's perfect. How I got your number.
Gotcha. Okay. It's all coming back to me. Sorry, it's Monday.
That's okay. So I was just trying to figure out, is it worth going through it or not? So I go pulling credit and all that and just trying to figure out which way to go.
Well, it sounds like your credit's up to par, and you've purchased other items that are comparable as far as that debt goes. So, yeah, I think so. I don't see why it'd be a problem. I think what would help out, too, is if you just provided me or had someone provide me with a detailed email. It doesn't have to be too crazy, you know, just maybe a couple paragraphs or so or something just explaining the use of it and how it would help your business.
Okay.
Then when I get into underwriting, that they'll give me an answer, you know, as to which direction we want to go with it for you.
Okay. All right. So what if I get somebody to co-sign for me? Is that cool?
You can do that as well. I mean, I don't think you need to in this case, but if you want to, you can definitely have someone co-sign for you.
Okay. How long takes for you to get something back from the underwriter?
It really doesn't take that long. We're pretty quick. I mean, I've had approvals as fast as 2 hours before, so it doesn't take much time.
Okay. Are y'all located in California somewhere?
We are, actually. We're located in San Diego.
Okay. So how would that work? You would cut them a check here if it worked? How does that go?
Right, exactly. We'd either wire them the funds or we'd just send a check out to them overnight.
Okay.
Whatever they prefer.
And how would I get the contract and everything from you all?
I will actually just email it to you, or I can fax it to you, whatever is more convenient for you. I could mail it to you as well. We'll send out an overnight FedEx label to you with the loan contract, so you can just put the originals back in the mail back to us.
Okay, so you fax everything to me. That's what you're saying?
I can do that if you prefer fax. Otherwise, I could email it to you as well.
Okay. If I don't call you back this evening, I will call you tomorrow.
Okay.
If I don't get this done. So what all would you need from me to email to you?
I think just to get the ball rolling for you, we would just need 3 months of business bank statements, just the first page. You know, a detailed explanation of how the RV is going to help your business out, how it's going to be used for business. And then that's really, and then just the application, which it sounds like you already have.
Okay.
That should be it. That's pretty minimal to get the ball rolling for you. As long as it's under 150, that might be all that we need, and it's 115, so.
Yeah, that's all I need.
So I'm thinking that it'll be a pretty quick turnaround for you.
All right, so what I'll do is, and I got to get the people that who I'm buying it from, Dave, right?
You need to get the information from them, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I got that now.
Okay, so perfect. If you have an invoice or a buyer's order or a quote or something like that from him, you can include that as well.
Okay. All right. That's what I do. I'll call you back probably an hour or in the morning, but I will contact you.
Okay. Sounds good, buddy.
As a matter of fact, let's exchange emails now.
Yeah, absolutely. I can just shoot an email to you so that you have my email there. So, Nesto, what's your email address?
Nestos, Nestos.
Parler. P-A-R-L-E-R?
Yes. .77@gmail.com.
@gmail.com. Are you in front of your computer right now?
I got a smartphone.
Do you? Okay, so it'll pop up on your phone then. All right, Sinesto, just sent that over to you. So it should pop up in your email here any second.
Okay, so all I got to do is, what I want to do is, I'm going to just do my business, and I'm going to use a co-signer, a person just to do it for me, so we can do it, get my business partner.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah, we can do that. Okay. It's not a problem at all. Yes, sir. We have people use co-signers all the time. I do a lot of startup companies for the transportation industry, and 9 times out of 10, they'll have a co-signer as it is. So.
Okay. All right. Let's see. I guess we can't even get. All right. So I'll call you back, and it doesn't matter if the car is just brand new, like 2 months old. Does it matter on the credit?
As far as the co-signers?
Yes.
No, I mean, it shouldn't matter. I think in this case, they're probably going to look at your credit for the majority. Sounds like you have good, well-established credit. So, if you have them on there, yours is going to be the major factor. But they'll just be on the loan documents, and it'll help build their business credit and whatnot as well.
Okay, cool. Okay. I'll get it all to you.
Okay, buddy. Sounds good.
Thanks.
All right. You too. Thanks, Nesto.